Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I'll tell you one word not in the South football team's vocabulary this week, share. Oh, they are a very considerate bunch of one another, but they're in no frame of mind to share the 2015 Conference Indiana Gridiron title with Columbus North. And obviously, if they finish off the Perry Meridian Falcons on Seniors Night, mission accomplished. I mentioned seniors, 23 of them, and a bunch of guys who began their collective careers playing on a losing 3-6 football team. But boy, have they come a long way.
No question, Joe. I think one of the things that I've always believed is that, you know, have a good season, your seniors have to play their best football. And we've had a lot of guys that going into the season, I don't know if you would have expected them to play as well as they're playing, but you know, they've stepped up and it's numerous, and there's no question the play of our seniors has allowed us to get to where we are right now.
And I'm not going to call it, well, maybe I can't call it an overachieving bunch. I mean, you look at some of them, but yet too, the grit, the determination, and now the leadership by leading by example. They're catching on because you have a relatively young football team.
Yeah, and I will say they've overachieved, and I mean that in a positive way. And I think for, you know, some of those players to do that, obviously the amount of work, hard effort that they put into it is incredible, and that's why again that they've been able to step up and play the football they're playing.
That is South Panther head football coach Mo Moriarty. Kickoff will be at 7:30 tomorrow night. Chalk Talk at 7, and then a week off before starting the new season October 30th at Bloomington North. Cougs of Scott Bless at Terre Haute South. Something has to give here between these two, and we hope it's the Cougars' first Conference Indiana win. Kickoff at 7:30. Edgewood will host West Vigo at 7. Thursday night football, Falcons in New Orleans. Our coverage begins at 8. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, Kevin Wilson made no bones about it earlier in the week. We got to quit leaving points on the field. Not pleased with a lot of things. They had, for instance, 7 3 and outs, the offense, which was not a good deal. 5 times they crossed the 50-yard line, and they scored 1 touchdown. So that being said, as we move now through the midweek point, with the Rutgers Scarlet Knights coming in on Saturday for homecoming, first and foremost is, get folks healthy, you know that. And for starters, number 7.
We don't need Sudfeld to play this game because we've lost. We need him to play because he's capable of playing and can play well and help us win. Offensive line needs to play better. I think we're just trying to do too much, getting too assignment-oriented instead of playing with just pad level. And there's so many looks between all the formations. There's so many looks between all the things that we can do. There's so many looks defensively. I just think sometimes as an offense, you don't want to simplify, but you can get a lot of clutter. And I think we're getting a little bit too assignment conscious. We're trying to grab hold and get a guy instead of come off with the velocity you need to move the football. We've got some other good players that haven't showed up yet. Is playing like we need to play.
Well, Kevin Wilson talking more or less, too, about the fact that he just wants to see the more physical play come Saturday. The running game has to resurrect itself. Of course, Jordan Howard being healthy, that would take care of that particular aspect of the game. So we'll see how things shake out on Saturday, 3:30, on the Big Ten Network. But as Coach was mentioning, too, in the planning, we just got to do a better job. It's that time of year, and a key win. You hate to start labeling them must wins, but I think this one falls under the M category and the W category. Don't forget Thursday night football, Falcons in New Orleans. Coverage begins at 8. I'm Joe Smith.